Cyclops.
There's a Cyclops. They fight a fucking Cyclops. A blind man prophesies for them.
Right. No idea. Sorry. Hello. Welcome to Bunta Vista. It's a bonus episode. This bonus episode, it's 1994. And I'm at my friend's house for our very first sleepover. It's just like my house. Except everything is different in a way that makes me say the differences immediately out loud and with disdain to his parents.
Okay.
All right.
I'm here with another of my friends, Lucy, who has just somehow been handed a frog controller and beckoned to sit down in front of an Apple II to play a co-op DuckTales game she's never heard of before. She's not even allowed to select Launchpad McQuack as her character. Hey, Lucy.
Hey. Yeah, it's weird. It smells weird in here.
It does smell
like it smells different from my own home in a way that
my house. Yeah.
Houses in the 90s smelled weird.
They did smell weird.
Yeah. What was that smell? And it's not just like it was not like just like different smells. It was a specific smell.
It's hard to pinpoint what it is.
Some people's houses had.
They all smelled different, but the different smell was the same for all of them.
Same, yeah.
Yeah, but my house smelled normal.
My house also smelled normal, I'm pretty sure.
They should make other people's house smell like your house.
They should, which is nothing. They should just vacuum out the entire house, like just pump it, all the air out.
I think our kids have sleepovers now, and when other kids show up, I should just hand them a peg to put upon their nose and say, hey, make yourself comfortable.
Don't bother smelling. You're not going to like it.
Yeah, my house smells like weed and incense. Am I right?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm also here with Ben, who's been poured a homemade Kinodo with Splenda instead of sugar by my friend's mum and is now being subjected to a stupid little song about how it's important to say thank you. What's that
a homemade
like,
what?
Kinodo.
I think he's saying Kinodo.
Kinodo.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like if it's said like that, you get it?
Well, yeah, because I
Kinodo.
And it's homemade. Okay.
Do. Yeah. I think it's actually Knote, if you ask a guy from New Jersey. I fucking hated going to other people's houses as a kid so much. Everything was so weird and different. Yeah. You'd like walk into a room and like someone's parents would be listening to classical music.
Yeah.
What are you fucking doing in here?
Yeah.
You guys have like a study? You have like a library where you sit down and you listen to Brahms?
You guys have the weird vegetables like broccoli.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the strange ones. We didn't have any
vegetables like broccoli. Up.
Where's my choker?
Do you think the fact that you found these differences so alarming and would say them out loud without any concern for like sort of any social faux pas says anything?
Like something that's like present from childhood.
Yes.
That like might indicate.
That's sort of true of me in childhood and true of me now.
Yeah.
What a uniquely specific phrasing. That's very interesting.
It's funny.
Sometimes these things are actually more noticeable in childhood because you haven't started sort of, what's a word? Obscuring.
Covering.
Kind of putting another face on your own face
shrouding.
To kind of, yeah. Yeah.
And we can do this. You can't just get in our emails and start saying, this man has autism. Because that'd be rude.
That's
you don't do
word.
That
us
to someone.
Say, and apparently also Tom Walker to say on his stream and podcast
so
as well.
Good.
So
it's great. He has the pass.
Funny.
Because he's not autistic. Tom Walker has been told by a medical professional that he's not autistic.
Oh, man.
No matter how many hours he spends trying to complete the same task over and over and over and over again.
I want a fucking minority report. I want to see. I'm just not convinced.
And finally, here's King Shit of Fuck Mountain himself. He's just swanning out of his mandatory 5 p.m. bath in woolly little Titus the Fox pajamas. And on the way, he's produced a set of castanets and is tapping out the rhythm to Rondo a la Turca. It's Andrew. Thanks for having us at your house, dude.
Welcome. This is normal to me.
Oh, welcome back from your bath, by the way. We've just been out here on your Apple II.
Oh, is it, sorry, am I hosting and I've also gone for a bath?
And you've got, well, that's what you do at 5 o'clock. You're like, hey, just bath 5 time. O'clock, you know what that is.
Whole house does it as well. He disappears with his dad for a bath for half an hour and then comes back.
Just bath time with my dad. You guys keep playing.
You guys know. Yeah. You guys do this.
You'd,
at 5:15
you don't
exactly.
come in for a bath. That'd be weird.
That'd be weird. Yeah.
Just conjure
you guys
a memory
are
for
after
me,
our
Theo.
Bath at maybe 5:10.
It's making me remember one of the first sleepovers that I remember in primary school where my mother absolutely ruined the whole thing immediately by dropping me off at this other kid's house. And right before I go inside, she's like, remember, if there's anything wrong or you want to come home for any reason at all,
yeah,
you just call and I'll come and get you. And that just immediately like wormed its way through my frontal lobe into my brain. And sure enough,
something's wrong.
Sure enough, nighttime, I'm in bed in this other kid's house and I am just thinking about this and become very upset. And I have to like get their parents up and go, can you call my parents?
Oh, wow.
And
you're
have
the
them come
kid.
And collect me. Yep. And you know what? I think if she hadn't have looked me dead in the eyes and said, you
she
can leave.
Done that.
You can leave at any time.
For any reason.
She incepted you.
Yeah. She should have pulled what my mum would have done, which is just being like, you better want to go because there is no fucking chance I'm getting in the car and getting you later. Yeah.
I will legally not be allowed to drive to pick you
exactly.
up.
Exactly.
This is and mum time. Mum time starts now. Shutting the door.
Yeah. Although sometimes you went to another kid's house and their weird stuff was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes they had a Nintendo 64. I never had a Nintendo 64.
Yeah, I had a Nintendo 64.
It's so fucking awesome going to a kid's house when they had Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
They got
and you
fucking,
could play GoldenEye.
They got Perfect Dark. You're playing it like split dark. Screen at 12 frames per second.
What's the Far Sight? Dude, that's awesome.
Sees through walls.
You got me with a mine? Oh, fuck.
We could play this for like maybe 16 hours on it.
They get bored of it.
They get bored because they have it.
Yeah,
they're like, I don't
want to
play Pokemon Stadium anymore. Well, it's like, well, fucking too bad because I do.
I've already got the giant sword. I don't really care about Ocarina of Time anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I want that fucking sword.
Let me start a new file. It doesn't work that way.
Yeah. I'll just put it over top of your file if you're not playing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're finished playing it, I'll just save over top.
I could have this if you're done with it. Like maybe I could have it.
Yeah, the 64.
Because I've only got it Sega.
In a bit of fun foreshadowing, I made friends with a kid who had Dutch parents, and I went to his house.
Wouldn't that technically make him Dutch?
Did they? Yeah. Did they not make you dinner?
No. Well, they were deep frying their own French fries, hot and fresh, serving them up with mayonnaise.
That's dope.
And I was like, this is a whole new world of condiment that I didn't know about. And they were like, yes, we have them with mayonnaise. It's like, this is so fucking crazy.
I would have puked on the spot and started crying.
Call my parents. Call my parents.
It's different. They've got different food here.
I mean, can you imagine? New sauce. All of someone's house. And their parents cook you fries? I was just deep frying some chips
fresh fried chips.
Is it my birthday?
Is it
somebody else's birthday?
I think it probably says more about me that all of my memories of other kids' houses were just about a new food or drink I got to try. The other memory I am having is of a kid with American parents, and their fridge was stocked up with like Cherry Coke and Dr. Pepper and shit. I could just have a Dr. Pepper whenever there. And in primary school, that's wild stuff. It's fucking wild stuff
that's
to encounter.
Crazy.
Yeah,
there wasn't any USA Foods around back then where you could order.
Yeah, where'd they get it? That's nutty.
A six pack of Dr. Pepper for $8,000 like you can now. You had to get it specially imported by your friend's parents.
When I was like between the ages of maybe like 9 and 12, I'd go around to this kid, David Middleton's place. And his mum would make just a grilled cheese, not a toastie, just like melted cheese on a single slice of bread, but she'd sprinkle curry powder on it. And that was a little afternoon snack she'd do every afternoon. I'd be like, this is fucking delicious. Can you tell my mum how to make these? And tell her also that we need an afternoon snack most days? Because this is fucking incredible. This is life-changing.
Can you let my parents know that kids like hot food?
Yeah, like a prepared snack.
Like toasted cheese.
Because I'm flagging at four. I've been at school all day. I've been running around getting sweaty on the street with a bunch of other kids.
Yeah, we've just turned on Beast Wars. We're getting hungry.
Oh my God, Optimus Primal?
Your metabolism.
Forget about it.
Metabolism was hitting different back then. You legit need a small meal as soon as you are finished school. I know that about my children now. I got a bunch of frozen pies. Stick them in the air fryer before I go pick them up from school. Take it home from school. Hot pie. Waiting right there.
Yeah. Wow. Idyllic.
And they never say, no thanks. Let me pass on that pie.
Yeah. You know? They say smash on that pie.
Smash, they say.
Yeah. Hey, eating lots of party pies as a child, that probably gives you lots of muscles. We talk about muscles in Muscle Watch.
Any pictures to go along with this? Is it women?
Come on, man.
I don't want you to get too excited. I don't want your blood to get too hot. This comes to us from WABC in New York. Students dub South Jersey teacher the world's strongest teacher.
Seen all the other teachers?
How many teachers have you seen?
Is he just the strongest teacher at your
school? You're trying to say that your teacher's jacked? Is he jacked?
This guy makes a pretty fucking compelling case. Well, okay. You guys be the judge, right? 41-year-old Bob Merck is a 7th grade social studies teacher at Upper Township Middle School in South Jersey. His students dub him the world's strongest teacher, and that's not just because of his hulking stature.
I mean, that seems like a good reason to do it, but
that's a good starting place. Mm-hmm. With a best squat of 1,165 pounds, so that's like 550 kilos.
Crikey. Right,
that's as much as Master Chief weighs.
You're squatting Master Chief?
You can squat one Master Chief?
In the suit?
In the suit? Is that with the suit? It's got to be with the suit,
it's including
right?
the Mjolnir armor that he wears. Mjolnir, that's correct, yeah.
Yeah. And the battle rifle kind of loadout.
Well, depending on what he's got. Could be the Needler. Could be the assault rifle.
Yeah.
Could be the Covenant carbine.
His skin is unnaturally pale as a consequence of spending most of his time in his armor. He stands about 7 feet tall and weighs 1,000 pounds in armor.
Yeah.
Without it, 6 foot 10, 287 pounds or 130 kilos. Still a big boy.
And he's getting jacked off in that suit.
Yeah, it jacks him off automatically. A best squat of 1,165 pounds, a best bench of 1,100 pounds, and a best deadlift of 805 pounds.
Okay.
That's crazy. Those are big numbers.
Those are huge fucking numbers. Merck has the number 4 total of all 3 lifts of men all time, all weight classes in the world. Do you fucking tell me?
And what's how he many teaching? Of them are teachers?
Oh, just because he looks muscly? No, because of the numbers that he's put up.
He's put up numbers, yeah.
I don't think that 3, 2, or 1 are social studies teachers in South Jersey or social studies teachers at all.
That guy's almost squatting the weight of my first car.
Yeah. He's got
and just over the weight of Master Chief in his armor, which is pretty impressive.
He's squatting an AMC Gremlin.
I think over that, maybe.
Maybe.
Quote, I would humbly say that I have one of the biggest powerlifting titles in the world, says Merck.
Not that humble if you're saying it, I think.
I think it is humble. Like the fact he said humbly before it. Even though it is factually true, he still is taking the time to say that he's saying it humbly.
Mm, so if I was like, I would humbly say everyone's very jealous of me, you know, is that humble?
Just because you have numbers on the board for jealousy? Are you number 4 in hater jealousy in the world?
Worldwide hater watch.
Quote, there are a lot of people out there who don't compete. There are a lot of NFL players, so I can't say I'm one of the strongest men in the world.
Okay, that's humble. I'll give him that. I'll give him that. He's stepping out of the confines of the powerlifting
community.
He's
stronger than an NFL player.
I think he's
stronger
than...
Are they necessarily strong?
I don't think...
They're just large, right?
They don't train to lift.
No, they're not lifting.
No.
I think they're all body weight.
Yeah, you could certainly say I am one of the strongest people in the world at these specific compound exercises. But as we all know from watching that Korean show, Strong 100 or whatever.
Yeah, we've all seen it.
Yeah.
You should be watching it. It's very fun.
I'm willing to say that this guy is stronger. Like, he can deadlift more than every NFL player.
I would think so. That doesn't seem like a functional NFL player task, like deadlifting, right?
They want agility with strength.
Yes. Now, maybe if we were comparing him maybe to the troops.
Yeah. Oh, there's definitely stronger troops in America's
army.
Got to
be stronger troops.
Almost all of them, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, they're talking about the best NFL player doing like a 700-pound deadlift.
Oh, fuck off,
shit,
pussy.
That's fucking pathetic to me.
That's not even one of those stupid little three-wheeled cars.
Yeah.
Pathetic.
Fuck off.
Merck first got into powerlifting as a hobby, and it wasn't until he started seeing his numbers hit pro standards that he realized he could powerlift professionally. While Merck loves to lift, his real passion lies in teaching.
Yes.
He has always had a love for the American Revolution, even tattooing it on his leg, and encourages his students to find joy in history.
Tattooing it.
The American Revolution.
The American Revolution.
Now, is the American Revolution where they ditched the French? Is that?
I thought American getting...
Where they ditched
which
the
one's
king.
The American? Which the,
which
the
one's
English?
The Revolutionary the War is... I don't know. They've got a bunch of these things. The War for Independence?
The Revolutionary War. If you're American, we shouldn't know anything about your country. I can name like all your presidents. That's fucked up, actually.
Yeah. Sure. She even knows about Taft, Wilson, Coolidge.
Van Buren.
Van Buren. Yes.
Frampton.
Peter Frampton.
I know it's not against the French because the French helped Mel Gibson in the movie The Patriot.
They did. Yeah, they did. Lafayette
when they were
was
fighting
over
against
there,
the British.
Kind of doing his own thing.
Lafayette.
That mean British guy played by Jason Isaacs.
Isaacs. He looked
killed his beautiful son, Heath Ledger. Yes. He was really enjoying being a total cunt in that movie. And I loved it.
He served cunt in that movie.
He did.
I think we could all agree. Playing a dragoon.
And then he killed Heath Ledger.
Mm-hmm.
Bit of foreshadowing there.
Yeah. What
gave
I was getting
uppers
at
and
is,
downers.
It's fine to be into the American Revolution, right? Like, that's a fine one.
I don't think it's a racist one for him to be supportive of. I do like the phrasing that
they all owned slaves.
Well, they were... It was a war by racists, not for...
Not for the cause, but by
not
races.
Yet.
Yeah.
Ferber.
The fact that he has a tattoo, they say he loves the American Revolution, tattooing it on his leg. Not a representation of the American Revolution.
Just
this feels
like
a treachery
American
of images
Revolution
type thing for me. Maybe that is it.
It is, it is cool.
Maybe it's a nice artwork.
Yeah, it conjures it all kinds of images. It could be just some dates and the words American Revolution. It could be a nice depiction of a battlefield wrapping around his gargantuan calf. You know?
Oh, God, those calves are fucking huge.
I bet
big
they
canvas.
Are so large.
Let me oil those for you, brother. I'd love
big
to help out.
To work with. Tattoo artist going, oh, already shaved. Okay.
Tattoo. Looking a little dry. You want me to oil that up for you?
You can't be squatting that much with a dry calf. Come on.
I like to oil before and after the tattoo. So
I've already got the oil right here. Mm. Through his job as a teacher, Merck has found more ways to engage with his students and better his community. He leads the Special Olympics powerlifting team in New Jersey, and he and his wife Stacy are founding members of We Belong, an organization of allies to the LGBTQ+ community that also organizes Pride Fest.
Oh, no,
hell yeah, brother.
Is this the fucking best dude in the whole world?
Have you got a picture of this guy?
Oh, he's a big boy. You're a big boy, aren't you,
he's
mate?
He's a big fella.
Oh,
big
you're boy. Big. How much do you eat? Oh, I bet you eat heaps, mate.
Oh, I bet he's
got a nice
seconds.
Face.
You
he's
love
lifting
a feed.
Heaps of kilos. Wow,
he's lifted
he's
heaps.
Oh,
bet you like beers, don't you? Oh, I bet you love having heaps of beers.
Hey, loves beers.
I'd love
beers.
To feed you a schnitzel with my own hands.
He looks like your classic power lifter.
Yeah,
he's got but kind he's got of a little.
He has a really beautiful smile.
Yeah, he seems like a nice man.
And he's gone through a quad repair. His quad got torn, and they repaired his torn quad.
Yeah.
In a beautiful journey.
I want to see this leg.
Oh, he's had a big, beautiful beard at one point, too.
Well, less tattoos back in 2016, though.
He does, if I didn't know this stuff about him and the being an ally to the community, he does look like he would be racist.
Absolutely looks like he'd have horrific politics.
Yeah, he's standing in front of a sign in one of the photos that has some Germanic font on the background.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's got an I love Vikings kind of vibe about him.
Yeah, might hang out at like a racist biker bar.
Skinhead who got huge in prison before joining the Aryan Nation kind of vibe. Yes. But
just goes to show. Just goes to show. You can't judge a book by its cover. And this is just the first time you're hearing this on Bunta Vista.
If someone has a Sonnenrad tattoo, it could mean anything. Maybe they just like history.
I think you can almost always judge a book by its cover.
Most of the time,
Like, you can tell from looking. I would say 90% of the time.
Honestly, that's why they put it on the cover of the book.
Yep.
They're trying to tell
you know what you're getting into.
Trying to help you decide if you want that book. Yeah.
Can I? Can we do an impromptu stuff we should chat about?
Okay.
Always.
Because this is something that's just been sort of sitting really heavy in my chest for, I guess, maybe like the last 4 or 5 years.
Sitting heavy like a Cleveland steamer.
Yeah. Yes. You know when you like look at a paperback novel from like the 70s or 80s or even the 90s, and there's like a really beautiful like pencil illustration or something and some really cool, fun font choices.
Yeah, some
and
cool they sort of setting.
They relate to the illustration relates to the stuff that's inside it.
Yeah.
I mean, like it'll be drawing, like the book is about a reptile a king and he's fighting a wizard or whatever. And then in the illustration is a sort of a lizard king type thing. And there's a wizard there as well. And you're like, man, that looks fucking awesome. That's really cool. And then 30 years later, it's been picked up by someone like SF Masterworks or whatever. And it's been republished. And then the front is the most dog shit, nothing, computer generated illustration.
They make dog shit covers.
It's a rose lying on pavement, and they've like amped up the saturation of the red in the photo.
Yes,
and it's like it doesn't even belong in the.
It makes no sense in the book context at all. Of the thing. Like I've got two. I have two copies of Gravity's Rainbow. I have one that's from like the 80s. That I think is like the blue writing on the orange background with the orange sunburst over a city skyline.
That's such a good cover.
Which looks really beautiful, right? And then there's the really dog shit vintage classics cover, which is just the same sort of like SVG of a rocket.
Bunch of silhouettes in different colors.
And then it just says Gravity's Rainbow on there. And it looks like absolute piss. Like,
so are you raising the issue that they used to do graphic design, Ben?
Why does everything have to look like shit now? We still like stuff that looks good. That hasn't changed.
We've got more designers than ever, and they've got access to tools.
Yes.
With which to do that design. They all have a pirated version of Adobe Photoshop CS4.
Yeah. Well, because otherwise you're paying 80 fucking bucks a month. And that
it costs
is
so much money. It's absolutely insane.
There's also a pretty good cover by Frank Miller as well. And they just threw all of those out to kind of just do nothing.
I just don't.
Yeah.
Now, that's quite nice.
Yeah. Now, can we just something? I wanted you to finish your story, Ben, because it was important to you. You brought something that we should chat about to the table.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you can reach completion on that. Now,
I think I probably would have just been ranting to no utility to anyone else if I'd kept going. So I'm happy to say that right now I am spent.
Okay, now you did say that you own two copies of Gravity's Rainbow.
I am.
Which is. If I put that in an intro, it'd be like a little bit too on the nose.
Well, because you know me. I'm more of the past than I am of the present, is how I would describe my sensibilities. Yes. And if I see a nice copy of something that's very cheap and I'm like, that's a really beautiful printing, I'll buy that. And I already had the vintage classics one. I probably like 3 months ago started my fourth or fifth attempt at reading Gravity's Rainbow. Not currently reading.
No, it's impossible to read. It's fantastic difficult. Book.
It seems I was enjoying very it on a difficult. sentence to sentence basis, but just didn't, I can't.
Uh-huh.
Start to feel too much like hard work after a bit?
Is Gravity's Rainbow a difficult read? That's what I'm seeing. I Google this.
Yeah.
You should read Ulysses.
Yeah, I've tried.
I'm never going to read it. Not in my lifetime. It's not going to fucking happen.
No. I hope that I can keep becoming, you know, every year you get a little bit smarter.
Mm.
Right. And I don't reckon. Think
that's true.
Well, not my experience, but okay.
And
but
like until 23, 24.
It has to like asymptote to something. And I'm hoping that one day I'm going to be.
Sorry, can I correct you there? You said asymptote, but your hand was curving over in a like a normal curve. You were doing like a.
No. Like reaching a.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was an asymptote on the other axis. I'm so sorry. I got that wrong. No.
Please. Look, you're keeping me honest and you're holding me to account.
Thank you. Yes.
Sometimes we have to have difficult conversations.
Yes.
Yeah.
We do.
Hey, buying one copy of Gravity's Rainbow and not finishing it, and then buying another copy of Gravity's Rainbow and not finishing that. Poe Buddy's Nerfect. It's time for Poe Buddy's Nerfect.
Poe Buddy's Nerfect. No. No. Poe Buddy's Nerfect. Perfect. No, whoopsie daisy. Poe Buddy's Nerfect. No,
I'm sorry, I just realized we actually missed the last paragraph of that last story.
Oh, Poe Buddy's Nerfect.
I just want to. There's something very beautiful about this to me. He says he always tells his students how you do anything is how you do everything.
That's true.
And that same philosophy carries over into powerlifting. He continues, I would say they're related because the discipline required to be a great powerlifter is the same discipline required to be great at teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true, but
it's nice to say.
I think if those are your two things, you would see the crossover in them.
Those two things. But what if it's like how you do masturbating and then it's horny? I don't think that carries over to...
You shouldn't do that. No.
I don't think you should carry that over to teaching.
I can't play Bellatro while I'm masturbating.
How it's you too masturbate should not be how you teach.
Yeah.
Mm. No.
Yeah, yes.
Aggressive. We all agree on that. I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Vigorously, with passion. Mm-hmm. Repetitively.
Yes. I'm one of the most passionate Year 7 social studies teachers you'll ever meet.
This comes to us from CNN. Thousands of Norwegians mistakenly told they'd won life-changing sums in lottery error.
Oof.
Oh.
No, that's rough.
I think I should have to give it to you. I don't care if it drives all the lottery bankrupt.
What's the government going to do? Like, they're just going to make everybody rich.
Yeah. I mean, they probably already are in Norway.
More money in the economy.
More money in the economy. Yes.
And the economy is made up of people? No. Mm-hmm. If the economy is good, everyone's happy.
Yeah.
Yes. Is that how it works?
I think so. That checks out.
Yeah.
Norway's National Lottery has apologized after thousands of players were mistakenly told they had won large sums in the Eurojackpot due to a coding error.
Oof.
Norsk Tipping receives the prize amounts from Germany in euros, then converts them to Norwegian kroner. However, it was during the conversion that an error occurred and winnings were multiplied by 100 rather than divided by 100, the company said in a statement on Friday.
Okay. So that means they were, what's 100 times 100? That's 10,000 times higher than they should have been.
Hmm. Yes, than what you thought,
Than what you thought, yeah.
Now, if I get an email that says that, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm immediately spending half of that money before I've received it.
You know what, I'm not even worried about the financial risks of what I would do the moment I get it. I'm worried about the social risks.
Hmm.
Like, who are you telling... to get fucked, like the moment that you have that money.
Yeah. Yes.
Were you just saying, never fucking speak to me again because I don't have to deal with your bullshit anymore because I just won $1 million.
Boss, mother-in-law, Cronus. Yes, mother-in-law. Mother. Yeah. Father. Yeah. Cousin.
Brother. Sister.
Husband.
Guy you don't like at the coffee shop.
Yeah. Pets. I'm never coming here again.
I'm
you
going to the
cunt.
Rich one on the hill.
Yeah.
Up there.
Immediately starting to plan which local businesses you will buy so that you can fire the one person who works there that you had an awkward interaction with one time.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I don't have to think about that anymore. You're fired.
And I'm rich.
And I will be rich in 24 hours when the money settles. Yes. Ooh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
Now, in anticipation, I have contacted my bank and immediately raised my credit card limit by $100,000.
This is honestly, this is the kind of shit I would do. I would go insane immediately, I think.
Yeah.
I like to think that I am kind of reserved and well measured and that sort of stuff, but I will get in front of my skis.
Yeah, you think?
I promise you.
You get off the leash a little too soon?
Absolutely.
Well, you've got to. So when I won money on the TV, on the Chase.
That's such a wonderful sentence.
Which was,
on the TV?
Know, not insane. It was $11,000 that I won. Woo! But I was only going to get it once the show aired and then 30 days after that. So like the time between filming it and winning and getting the money was like 6 months.
Do you have to pay taxes on that?
Not in our country, not in beautiful Australia where we have freedom.
It's tax-free?
It's tax-free here.
For winning it on a game show?
That's beautiful.
Not in the US. They got to pay taxes on game show winnings and lottery winnings. But by the time I got that money, like I'd spent it. That shit was gone. Like, not all of it, but most of it. I was living the high life on my credit card.
Someone's going to be able to pay for this. Don't worry, you said.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
What were you living it up on? Do you remember? Or was it just like CUs?
I was just before I moved to Hawaii with Jesse. So like it just paid for all of that. And I was like, don't worry about it. I got money. Yeah. Like every time we went out, don't worry about it. I'm good for it. I got that game show money. I got that Andrew O'Keefe money coming in.
How could $11,000 ever run out? You know?
Yeah, when transferred to US dollars. How could $6,000 ever run out?
Norsk Tipping sent messages and push notifications to customers that showed the wrong inflated winnings before later issuing a correction. Oopsie whoopsie. Norsk Tipping sincerely apologizes to everyone who was notified of an incorrect prize amount, it said. The company blamed the issue on a, quote, manual coding error.
So I'm going to put an asterisk instead of a slash.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked up big time.
Sven will be fired.
Yes.
Yeah. Sven is out on his oars.
Yeah. He has only 1 year to find a new job before he is fired.
Quote, no customers have been paid the wrong prize, it added.
It.
I like that we're giving Norsk Tipping the pronoun of it.
Yeah.
In a separate statement on Saturday, Norsk Tipping CEO Tonj Sagstuen also apologized for the error. I am terribly sorry. We have disappointed so many, and I understand that people are angry with us, said Sagstuen in a statement. I have received many messages. I'll fucking bet you have. I've received many messages from people who had managed to make plans for holidays, buying an apartment, or renovating before they realized the amount was wrong.
Man, a factor of 10,000 is just fucking crazy. That's the difference between them being like, you won $1 million when they meant to tell you you won $100 is just like,
it's pretty
you would
brutal,
be
actually.
Fucking ropeable.
You'd be pretty devastated.
And like, no version of that is good. $100,000 and $10, you'd just be like, don't even fucking bother with the $10 because receiving it will hurt more. Like, the disappointment will be worse.
I can't
cover
even
the
blow
interest
my own
on
head
the
off because I
bill.
Have to return the gun.
Quote, to them I can only say, sorry. But I understand that is a small consolation. Added Sagstuen, who later stepped down and was replaced by acting CEO Vigar Strand.
Wow.
The company then sent out another apology message signed by Strand, the new CEO. Quote, on Friday evening, thousands of Norwegians were mistakenly told they had won a large prize in Eurojackpot. This was an error that affected many and which we take very seriously, it read. We deeply regret what has happened, and on behalf of us at Norske Tipping, I would like to apologize to everyone who was affected by these, said Strand, who added that the company was, quote, working intensively to make sure that something similar doesn't happen again. Yeah, they got to change that one character back.
Yeah.
I mean,
and also make
Sven.
Sure that, like, the next person in charge isn't a dipshit.
Yep.
And you know how conversion rates work.
Sven is out on his ass with a 200,000 krona pension.
Yeah.
He's gone.
He's been working there for 3 years. They have to pay out 10 years of holidays. They have it really good over there because they have a lot of mineral and oil wealth.
Yeah.
Not oil, just mineral.
He's still going to kill himself. What? Because of the sun.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Take that, Norway.
Yeah.
Oh, you think you've got it so good? Well, the winters are really cold and lonely.
Mm.
And the long dark of the soul creeps up on everyone, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It does.
Those long nights, those short days.
Driving Al Pacino
insane. It'll get you.
Oh, my healthcare is so good. Oh, I have a great job security. Oh, the quality of life is the highest in the world. Oh, well. Yeah, what's up now when you only get lunch in the sun? Nothing else.
Yeah, take that.
Gets pretty grim, doesn't it? Yeah, the whispers in the corner of your beautiful home.
As no one correctly matched all the numbers in Friday's draw, the Eurojackpot has now reached 377 million Norwegian krona, or $37 million. It's a nice, easy conversion. With the next draw scheduled to take place on Tuesday. So, you know, get your numbers in and they probably won't disappoint you like that again.
You should get a free ticket, at least. That seems like it'd cover it. One more chance.
Yeah, this
or like
will be
100
it.
Free tickets.
Maybe this will be it.
Yeah. The government should send you a barrel of oil.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
It's compensation.
You have won 10 million Norwegian kroners. Those might be some of the sweetest words you can hear. We check in on a sweet arrangements of words in the segment Sell a Door Watch.
Sell a door.
Sell a door.
I thought maybe we could have a segment where sometimes I'll just see a really beautiful series of words and sounds, and it's not funny enough to sort of spin a whole thing out of, but I thought I would just take the sentence as a whole and present it to you guys, and if you could tell me whether you think it has a beautiful lyrical quality or if I just spent too much time staring at my laptop today. So this is a thread title from the Beyblade forums on worldbeyblade.org.
Are you just going to list names of Beyblades? Because
No, not at all. There's no words in here that would be unfamiliar to you at all.
Okay. All of these words are in the Bible.
Well, minus maybe two of them, three of them. But they're all familiar words, but they're arranged in a way where the sounds have a beautiful lyrical quality. So this was posted on November 3rd, 2007. Here we go. Beybladeforums.com, elegantly suspended by lovely webmasters.
Oh. Okay.
I wonder how one elegantly suspends something.
Elegantly suspended by lovely webmasters.
Did a webmaster write this?
They had their pinky out when they clicked suspend.
I miss webmasters.
We don't have webmasters
anymore.
Webmasters
I don't know what that anymore. Is.
We've got to bring back
the,
web
that's
rings.
That's the guy that looks after the website.
Just like the master
you want an
of the,
update,
of
you
the
send it to him.
Domain.
Yeah.
He puts it in the HTML.
Yeah.
And he puts it on the website.
They're crotchety. They've got
a
circlet style beard.
Yeah.
And they drink lots of Mountain Dew.
Yeah.
We should start doing this on Discord. User elegantly suspended. By lovely mod.
By lovely Discord mods.
Yeah.
Maybe we can update the message for when somebody gets like kicked or banned.
Yeah.
Keep it elegantly suspended by
lovely
mod.
Elegantly suspended.
Well, let's have a look into that.
For being too weird.
No, that would never happen.
On the Bunta Vista Discord?
No.
Mm.
I just keep saying it to myself. Elegantly suspended by lovely webmasters. Elegantly suspended by the love. Because to me, it now evokes suspended in the sense of being held up by something.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
in the sense yeah. of like, yeah.
Shibari.
Elegantly suspended. Yeah, like Shibari.
Yeah, like Shibari.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, by lovely webmasters?
Yeah.
Either
these days
that or
they'd say Shibari'd by Discord mod.
Either that or it's making me picture a Tolkien-style elf sitting behind a desktop PC.
Yes, true.
Oh, now that's a fun thought, isn't it? You could probably draw it.
Hey, if I was elegantly suspended by a Discord mod in a Shibari-type situation, maybe a little mystery liquid would come out. It's time for mystery Marvelous. Liquid.
Mystery liquid, can't tell what color it is with a slick, oily sheen. What could it mean? Mystery liquid, I see some goop that is forming a pool on the floor. Who is it for? I'm gonna taste the mystery liquid. I'm gonna taste the mystery liquid.
Sorry, I've just imagined being elegantly suspended in your Shibari kit, like and you're just hanging there, and then you do like a then you blast ropes on the ground, and it's very undignified. It's very undignified. I
sounds like it might be the way you do it.
To be all roped up, and
this is what people are doing regularly. They're doing it multiple nights a week.
Yeah,
hold on. Sorry,
Mondays and Thursdays are Shibari night.
Yeah, and they're roped up and they're free blasting all over the floor because that's what happens.
I don't think the guy is shibari'd generally.
Oh, I think anyone could be shibari'd. Yeah.
I guess.
Come on.
That's open to all.
Why do I always have to be doing the ropes? Let me be roped.
Now I seem sex negative.
I'm not good at ropes.
You do seem sex. No, it's not that you seem sex negative. It's that you seem.
I seem heteronormative.
Painfully heteronormative.
Yeah.
So painfully.
Shit.
Rope me up. This is from KTVB in Idaho. Mercury spill in Gem County home.
Okay.
So it cracked open a thermometer or something,
that's,
maybe?
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah.
And is that good?
It's where the mercury is.
That's where we keep most of our mercury, as far as I know.
Yeah.
Like if I was looking for mercury, that's probably my number one destination.
Alien rocks up at your house. Show me these elements. I need some mercury. I have a thermometer.
Some bismuth.
They used to just be putting mercury.
I'm fighting bismuth.
Bismuth. It's like, ooh.
I don't think I have bismuth. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Oh, strontium?
Californium? Ooh.
Einsteinium?
I think I'm out.
Imagine a bunch of podcasters naming the weirdest elements they can think of.
Yttrium? Ooh,
she's good. See, this is the trivia brain. She's memorizing the periodic table just for pub trivia. Yeah, that's going to come up very often.
It will, actually.
A routine home renovation turned into a hazardous materials emergency Saturday when a homeowner discovered liquid mercury flowing from a wall cavity into the floor and into a crawl space.
Oh.
Huh. Just some free-flowing mercury, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I see the problem. You've got mercury bees.
That's it.
They've set up in your wall.
That's a really different vibe to I broke a thermometer and now there's some mercury on the floor.
Yeah, just kind of coming out of the wall.
The mercury was already there.
Yeah.
Yes.
And here's the thing that gets me. This ought to bake your noodle. Where'd the mercury come from?
I mean, none of us are builders. Should there be mercury in the wall?
I'm not a professional. I'm not. I have no experience as a builder.
Yeah.
But based on what I know, that shouldn't be in there.
No. They make very poor nails.
Yes. It is a bad metal to build stuff with on account of what it does to the human body at its low melting point.
Right. Yeah. That's why we should have lead. Right. Lead's better.
Yes.
Way better. Way better. It's going to X-rays, your gamma rays.
More solid than mercury.
Rays. Yeah.
Yep.
Although I was going to say, like, you don't want liquid in your walls because that's going to be bad for the plaster. It's going to lead to some mold. But mercury will just run right off there, you know? So maybe it's not so bad.
You'd probably kill the mold too.
Yeah.
And honestly, and some other stuff. If you're building a house and you got a problem, you got a bunch of mercury to get rid of, well, maybe the wall's the spot.
Yes. It's exactly like the opening sequence of Sicario.
Yeah.
Except instead of disposing of bodies, you're disposing of your excess mercury.
Mm-hmm. It's like how in Australia from the years 1970 something to 2025, we have the beautiful tradition of putting down a shed slab, but also putting your asbestos underneath it because you've got to get rid of that asbestos.
It's permanent.
And that shed slab's nice not going anywhere under there. Forever.
Yeah.
Once and for all. Yeah.
Just put it under there.
The house I grew up in had like one of those sort of back step that was just sort of a concrete slab on top of bricks and a brick staircase going down, you know? And at some point my dad built like a big deck and pergola and stuff out the back. But as part of this process, he had to like demolish that back step kind of thing. And he busts apart the concrete slab on top of it just to find like all of the trash from the builders.
Yeah.
Who, when building the house in the first place, had gone, oh, got to put all these beer bottles and bits of plastic somewhere.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And they just stuff it all under something. And yeah, they just entomb it in there like King Tut, you know?
You know what's really funny to me is that like a lot of people, like a lot of the houses in Queensland, our beautiful vernacular style architecture, the Queenslanders, they were the ones that we all live in were built sort of between like the 30s and the 60s largely. And sometimes you live in one of these and you look at some of the design decisions that have been made and you'll be like, oh, fuck, the idiot who built this house thought that this was going to last forever, but actually all this stuff is happening. And that's so stupid that they did that then. But I think all the stuff we build now is going to last forever.
Yeah. We've kind of worked it out and we've sort of gone,
I feel like
you know
the
what?
Opposite.
Maybe a little bit more money spent in what we're building and it'll just last a little bit longer.
Everything we build now is so cheap and garbage. Yeah. It's gonna last 40 years.
New houses fucking fall apart.
Absolutely. Yeah. We just started building things shitty.
They cost three times as much as they did 10 years ago.
Well, but market forces.
Market forces, et cetera.
You guys ever see those Instagram reels or TikToks or whatever of like house inspectors in Australia? And they're going around like new building sites?
I'd love to.
Oh, you're talking about like the house inspector YouTube guy who makes it look like his team is tactical operators?
Really? Yeah. He's wearing like his sick vest and everything.
Oh, I've never seen this.
But they go around like a house that's been built and is sort of waiting for its, you know, certificate of occupancy or whatever. And they go around and just like measure all the shit with the gutters and all the like where all the drainage is happening. And they're just like poking holes through exterior walls where it's just like a really thin layer of render over fucking styrofoam.
Yeah.
It's wild shit. It's wild shit.
Oh, man. The fucking, if you're thinking of the guy that I'm thinking of, I don't want to denigrate any of the beautiful people of the rich tapestry that make up Australia, but his whole thing is wearing tactical vests and walking into properties and saying, my fucker God, I cannot believe they've done this.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah, and also on his website, they're all wearing like tactical gear, but some of them are wearing like V for Vendetta style Guy Fawkes masks. Yeah.
Oh my God.
One of them's got like a gas
mask.
You
fucker, tell me.
One of them seems to have an Apple Vision Pro on.
Man, it's I forgot about that. Well, it's a very high tech operation.
Oh,
they're using drones.
This
guy's got like
eight
flashlights on his operator vest.
Oh, that header is so great.
Goddamn, that shit rules. The incident occurred on June 28th when the resident was conducting renovations and opened a wall in their home. Gem County Fire District Number 1 responded to the initial call and was later joined by specialized hazardous materials teams from Boise and Caldwell. Local responders secured the scene while hazmat teams used specialized mercury vapor detection equipment to confirm the substance was mercury.
Ben, can I just pull back the curtain for one moment and note your apparently very correct pronunciation of Boise.
Boise.
Thank you very much. I've learned. We've learned from the last episode.
Because, boy, did we get a lot of communication from our beautiful listeners in Idaho to say, yes, number one, that is correct. Number two, I wasn't born in Boise and I moved there and everybody was fucking insane about
it. Yeah.
Are we putting like that extra hard S? What's the...
It's a sibilant S in Boise.
Instead of a
and
sibilant
And outsiders
S.
say Boise, but apparently... Boise.
Oh, okay.
So the feedback
like
we
Jay-Z,
received...
you know?
Was that, yes, it's correct that people from Boise pronounce it Boise, but that it's insufferable, was largely what we got.
Yeah, it's like how only Škoda owners call it Škoda.
Well, that Škoda owners are the people of Punta Vista pronounce it Škoda. There's the little thing on the S. That's what it means.
It's got the thing on there.
Yeah, diacritical?
We're saying, is that a diacritical? Not that critical. I think we're a Boise podcast from now on because we do cover a lot of news from the Boise area.
Surprisingly.
We're headquartering in Boise sort of as an administrative,
Yeah. The thing that we got from the feedback as well was that it is unbelievably localized, like not even like one town over. It's just the people in Boise, Idaho saying Boise.
It is a shibboleth for specifically Boise.
Yeah, someone in the Patreon comments called it a shibboleth, and then somebody else in the Patreon comments congratulated them for using the word correctly. Very patronizing, but it is nice to support each other. I use words correctly all the time, dog. I got a fucking text message with no context from my beautiful wife yesterday that just said, crane plashes, which was a spoonerism I said during the live show and didn't realize. I get words wrong sometimes, okay?
We got to say so many words. Sometimes they're going to get a little topsy-turvy.
My wires get crossed.
That's how
I ended up this way.
We got numerous emails about this, numerous bits of feedback, including an email from listener Spencer, who said, hello, as someone who grew up in Boise, it delighted me to no end that you all have discovered that we do, in fact, pronounce it with an S and not a Z. As a reward, I will provide a few fun facts. One.
You should get rewards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like that. More rewards, please. Do you have a discount code
for
you can
podcasting.
Send us? Fact number one. The name Idaho is just a made-up word that was meant to sound Native American.
Yeah. Hey,
that's
I got news about
insane.
All
well,
of the rest of the words.
That's the smuggest fucking thing in the world. I hate it. All words are made up. Well, that's not the sense that people are meaning.
Fact
it's
number
a fun
two.
Fact. I like the fact.
That is a great fact. That's really good.
Fact number two, Boise has the largest population of Basque people outside of the Basque country.
Fuck, that rocks. I like that. Yeah.
Fact number three. For New Year's, instead of doing a ball drop, we drop an enormous potato.
Yeah, famous potatoes.
This has been Boise Facts with Spencer. Hope you enjoyed. Spencer, we did.
I think...
And we like getting rewards, just to make that clear.
I think as a quirk of America, I have driven through Idaho more than any other state in the United States, but only because twice I have driven... from like through and back through Idaho within the same day to go and buy weed from Washington and then keep going back in Montana or wherever I was. So I feel a beautiful affinity for the people of Idaho. Officials estimate more than 12 fluid ounces of the toxic metal was released. You got a schooner of mercury in the walls?
You got a schooner of mercury. You got a beer's worth of mercury?
Just a schooner of mercury if you're up.
Can I have a can of mercury? Can I have a Coke can full of mercury, please?
Just a 12 for me.
So someone goes, yeah, and they toss it at you and it hits you in the head and kills you instantly.
Something that's really thrown me about this is that I thought that this article would end with a sort of, not a specific factual thing, but a kind of general bit of knowledge of being like some of the houses built in the 1940s had mercury as a layer of insulation or some weird shit like that.
Yeah, just
and they
zero,
have nothing.
Zero. I guess you'd know visually that it's mercury, right? Like it's pretty.
Well, it could be the other
obvious
one.
Visually.
Could be gallium.
I'm not encountering that many liquid metals in my day to day.
It could be einsteinium. It could be californium.
Any one of them.
What about a. What about a Red Hot Chili Peppers parody album that are only about the periodic table of elements called Californication?
Yeah, that's good gear.
Oh, fuck you. That was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us behind the paywall. We loved having you here. We appreciate your support. If anything in this episode sparked something in you where you're like, you know what, these guys would fucking love to learn more about this thing, get into our emails, buntavista@gmail.com or mailbag@buntavista.com. They redirect to the same thing.
Yeah.
But one of them sounds much, much better, and it's not the one that I said first. We would love to hear from you. Until then, please stay safe. Look after your own happiness, but of course, be mindful of the happiness of those around you at all times. Mm. It's not your responsibility, but it is nice to be thoughtful about it as you operate in this world.
Unless thinking about other people is going to diminish your happiness in any way, shape, or form, in which case, don't do it.
You don't yeah. owe don't do them it. Fucking
you
anything.
You don't owe anyone anything ever.
Look out for number one.
Yes. You might be the only person alive. Like the universe might be a creation of your mind.
You can't help someone else till you put on your own oxygen mask first.
Yeah. Yes, put on your own mask first. And then maybe have a couple of treats after you've put your mask on. Oh, you feel like jacking off? Just jack off before putting anyone else a mask on them.
Yep.
Look after you.
Number one.
You're the only person that exists.
Plane doesn't. Crash killing everybody. I thought I saw a guy jacking off. You're like, must have been the lack of oxygen. That'll make you see all kinds of crazy stuff.
Not me. I had my mask on.
Yeah, doing your belt back up.
Wow, yeah, that's
people
weird,
are listening
huh?
without the oxygen.
Got weird in here.
Crazy.
You're taking the belt from around your neck.
Oh, neck Whoa. Brace worked. Didn't feel anything there, so all good. All good.
Got confused. They told me to put the mask around my head, and I went off impulse, you know.
Practice muscle memory.
Yep. Yeah, if you practice it all the time, you will just leap into action in a moment of crisis without even thinking. Slow is smooth, and smooth is fast.
I'll talk to you on the free episode. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye.